This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will soon decide a ballot measure involving education, money, and tobacco. It will ask whether they want tens of millions in excess tax money to go back to tobacco sellers, or would they prefer it go to what voters originally approved it for, universal preschool. Heidi Heisenbottle is a Denver educator.
We all as a community have to stand in the gap for providing high-quality preschool and child care. There was a crisis before the pandemic. It's even more of a crisis now.
If voters pass Proposition II, the state will keep nearly $24 million to fund the program. If not, it goes back to nicotine wholesalers and distributors and cut the tobacco tax rate by almost 12%. Ski patrollers and medics at Eldora Mountain Resort will vote on whether to unionize next month. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Patrollers say staff turnover at the ski area has grown in recent years, and base and overtime pay hasn't kept up with Boulder County's cost of living. Meanwhile, the resort has seen visitation grow. If successful, workers would join a rising number of ski areas with unionized patrol and medical staff, including Breckenridge, Telluride, and Loveland Pass. Eldora workers will hold their union election over the next month under the supervision of the National Labor Relations Board. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Mesa County Sheriff's deputy shot a wanted man Saturday. Authorities have not released much information about what happened. They say the shooting occurred as the deputies were trying to contact the man, whose name is Ray Cox. Cox was hospitalized and is now charged with 3 counts of assaulting a peace officer and 1 count of criminal mischief. Outside law enforcement is investigating the shooting. Western Colorado and most of the state has another sunny day, and it's mostly sunny for Denver and Colorado Springs with highs just above 70 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.